around here, you know what I mean, at some points. But this team has done its best work when it's been that way, when the back against the wall, they had to win one game at a time or win out in some cases. And, you know, we're excited to get back to work. We have a tough challenge going against the Raiders this week, but, you know, we need to win, and we're going to play our butts off and prepare for it.
At some point, though, you're going to need help.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely need help, and we've gotten it thus far, even though we started off 0-6. But we're on a run right now, and that's all we're going to worry about is one game at a time, trying to get a win each week. And definitely we can't lose no more division games.
Do you like it when a team that you're playing next week, it's, you know, 49 to whatever it was? Or?
Not at all, because it makes them that much hungrier. They lost a lot of close games. So this has been the first blowout. And, you know, they're a talented young team, so we definitely have our work cut out for us. We're not underestimating them at all. You know, we're going to prepare for them because they're a worthy opponent.
Are you the kind of person that, like, on a Sunday, will you sit there with, like, red zone and, like, root against everybody in the division, or do you just kind of let it happen and just check the scores?
Just let it happen, check the scores. You know, I remember after our win versus Philly, you know, I was like, dang, Dallas is going to win. And then they lost with 30 seconds left. You know, I was shocked, but, you know, I was happy in that moment. Minnesota played them tough, and, you know, wish they would have got the W, but it doesn't affect us at all. We can't control what they do. All we can control is us. So hopefully we get some help down the road, but right now we're focused on the Raiders.